Jalene Gerbig is the Extension Coordinator of SARTA Ag Research, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Jalene, thank you very much for joining us. Long time no here as far as the SARTA Ag Research and the radio station is concerned. It has been a while. How are things going?
Oh, we've been extremely busy and fortunate to move into a new building with new facilities, and it's a really exciting time for SARTA.
How has been the move and the transition been?
Well, we actually fully moved everything over last summer. Mm-hmm. And as time goes on, we're getting more organized and better set up as to where to place everything. So it's getting better every day.
It is. It does sound like it's getting better. And one of the things that is on the plate right at the moment at the new building and with the organization is the soil health workshop that is coming up next week in St. Isidore. Just out of curiosity, how are things going as far as prep is concerned for that?
As far as I know, we have had about 15 register for that. It's a free event, so hopefully we can drag a few more people out to it. There's a lot of good speakers on the agenda, and I think it will be very helpful for a lot of producers in the Peace region.
What are some of the specifics that is being covered during the event and the workshop?
So we're going to talk about how the soil was formed in the area and the quality of it. The Peace region is a little bit unique in that it's a large farming area and it's based on gray wooded soils. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about how soil sampling should be done, what's the best way or the best protocol. We're going to have someone actually interpret soil test results when you get that magic sheet back from the soil lab that says what you have and what you should actually put into your soil each year for your crop. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about rejuvenating the soil and bringing it back or making it better for productivity for the producers.
How much do you think is going to be forwarded as far as questions or concerns maybe? Because, over the last few years, the Peace region, the Peace and McKenzie region, have been dealing with a lot of drought and fires over the last little while.
I think there will be a lot of questions about the soil formation and how those fires actually affect your soils, which we have experts coming in from Vivigro to answer those questions. The soil quality, one of the things that we fight in the Peace region is acidic soils, which hamper the productivity of your soil. So there's different methods that will be discussed regarding that, which includes liming, how we can get soil nutrients retained in the soil a little better. We're going to talk about soil compaction. That's another issue, not just in the Peace region, in all areas. With the large equipment, soil compaction just pounds that soil and makes it harder for plants to grow. So we want to talk about how we can limit some of those things from happening. And we're going to talk about some basics for grain crops and pastures. We are going to hit on some of the pasture aspects as well in the Peace region. The drought, I'm like everybody else. I have to look out the window and see what's there.
There you go. Having said that, here, Shalene, has there been a little bit of a problem? You mentioned the acidity of soils that have been in farmers' field. Has that been a problem over the last little while, especially with the growing season and, I guess, the early harvest that happened in 2024 in the Peace region?
The soil acidity is not a new thing to the Peace region. The acidity formed on the way that the soil itself is formed. So that takes many, many years, and so the soil acidity has been there for many, many years. As we continue getting more information and better management techniques. We are learning how to combat some of that. And also the crops that we choose can have a difference or make a difference on how productive that soil is as well. So it's not a new problem, but we may have more information now on how to combat that. And we definitely have more information on how it affects the ability of the plants to access the nutrients that are in our soils.
And I'm anticipating, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Shalene, I'm anticipating the people who will be attending this soil health workshop in St. Isidore will, I'm thinking, have their questions answered, and number two, feel a little bit more at ease and feel a little bit more comfortable as far as future production is concerned?
Well, we hope so. There's it's always a little bit up in the air as to what kind of questions that we are going to get, but we do have very knowledgeable professionals attending and speaking on different aspects. So hopefully there will be a lot of information there that farmers can access or even know where to go to get their questions answered.
The Soil Health Workshop is happening, thanks to SARDA, it's happening next week in St. Isidore. Shalene, I ask you quite simply, how much are you and everybody looking forward to the event?
Oh, I am always looking forward to soil health events. It's one of my personal interests, and I deal a lot with it under the Peace Region Living Labs project. I do want to indicate to you that it's not just SARDA that's putting on this event. We do have other partners that are helping organize and pay the costs, and that would be Northern Sunrise County and Vivigrow, which is a soil health company out of Saskatoon.
Shalene Gerbig is the Extension Coordinator of SARDA Ag Research based in the Flair and Donnelly area. Shalene, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.